I don't know what that was. Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. This is your host, Melissa Blardy. We are recording live and podcasting all about help for juvenile Huntington's disease today. Our call-in numbers are 310-982-4227 and 877-497-4103. When you call in, press 1. I'll cue you into the show, or James, my new producer, will cue you into the show. Please tell all your friends and family about help for JHD and click follow on the show page to get our email reminders of upcoming episodes. We now have more than 8,600 listeners, so thank you for your support and interest in Help for JHD programming. Our incredible special guest tonight is Matt Ellison. He is founder of HDYO, the Huntington's Disease Youth Organization, launching in January 2012. HDYO is an organization that will focus specifically on supporting young people, kids, teens, and young adults all around the world that are impacted by Huntington's disease. Matt is also an avid marathoner. We're going to talk to him about that. And we're so lucky to have him running all over the world to raise money and awareness for Huntington's disease. He just got back from the World Congress in Melbourne, Australia, and we'll talk to him about that too. So, Matt, how are you tonight? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Melissa. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy to have you back on the show. It's almost
let
been
you know that music at the start of the show was Lady Gaga.
I know, darn it. Don't know what happened there.
I thought we were playing the whole song. I really like that song.
Yeah, well, we'll have to play it on the break.
Good idea.
So tell me, how did you do any running in Australia first?
I did do some running in Australia, yes. I ran the Sydney Marathon while I was out there. So that was fun. It was a really hot day when we ran that, so not what I'm used to, as I'm from England, so it was nice to run in the heat.
Wow. A little different atmosphere there.
Hey?
A little drier atmosphere over there.
It was certainly different, yeah.
Yeah. And so you went to World Congress. So tell us, how was World Congress? Was this your first time?
This was my second World Congress. I was lucky enough to go to the one in Vancouver a couple of years ago. This one was very good, I think, a success, I would say. I enjoyed myself. It was a bit more business than pleasure, as
yeah.
I was doing a few talks on HDO. And I think on that front it was a very successful congress. We got to plug HDO to the HD community, the worldwide HD community, and I think it was very well received, so fingers crossed.
Now, is the World Congress a conference that is increasing in size as the years goes on, or?
Well, I think it decreased in size this time
really?
Around, but I think that had more to do with the fact that it was in Australia than anything else. It's just a very expensive place to get to.
Right.
And long flights. So I think for the one in Vancouver, there was about 700 people. And this one in Melbourne, there's probably about 400.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I don't think that's just anything to be alarmed about. I think it was just the fact that it was in Australia.
Do they do grants for people to get there, or is this a different format?
I mean, if you're a researcher, you can get there with a grant. That's for sure.
I did hear there were a lot of...
like you and I, then it's a little more difficult to find money to get there. They did, to Vancouver 2 years ago, they did some youth scholarships, and they did about 12 of them. So a lot of young people got to go to Vancouver, but they didn't do that this time around, which was a shame.
Wow.
So there weren't too many young people there, which was a shame.
Yeah, that is a shame, because we need more young people involved.
We do, yeah.
And that's what we're going to be talking about today. So let's talk about HDYO and how our plan's going for that.
Well, HDYO, you got to say it right, Melissa.
HDYO.
HDYO.
Sorry.
is going very, very well, thank you. As you said, we're launching in January next year.
Great.
And, you know, it's just been one crazy year so far. A lot of work has been put in by a lot of young people around the world who are all working together on this one project to create an organization that supports young people around the world, no matter where they are and no matter what support they're currently getting. We want to make sure that young people have somewhere to go.
Right.
And it's going very well.
So now, this is something that you've dreamed about for a while, launching this project. When did you first kind of think about this and start putting plans together?
I think I first thought of the idea of something like HDO probably about 15 months ago, I guess, last summer.
Okay, and that's not too long ago.
It seems like a long time to me.
Yeah.
And at that point, I didn't really know much about what I wanted to do. I just knew that I wanted to do something.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just been made aware of the vast differences in youth support around the world in the HD community, and it really quite shocked me that, in a few countries, there's what I would say was adequate youth support. And then, you know, in the rest of the world, there's just absolutely nothing for young people and
mm-hmm.
in families in general. So I really wanted to do something, and I felt that I could do something with the help of others that could help other young people who were in, you know, situations similar to myself when I was growing up.
Right. So are you on target for your January launch then?
We are on target, yes. Everything
Wonderful.
Will be up and running come January. We have our web designers working hard on the web designs, and I have to say that they're very talented web designers that we've hired, and I'm always excited when I get an email from them because they always produce some very colourful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got an illustrator working hard on stuff, and we've been working very hard all year round on the content,
mm-hmm.
Trying to get as much content up as possible on the website, and that's been a huge...
Now, are you having a lot of people volunteering their services, or are you having to raise money? Is that why you're running, to raise money for this?
Yes, that's why I'm running.
Wow.
You
are running a lot, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I set myself the target of trying to do 15 marathons this year, and all the money raised is going to HDO, HDO. So I think so far I've raised about £2,300, which I'm not sure what that is in dollars. It's probably $4,500 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And,
that's probably about what it takes to design a website, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
So, when you look at it like that, you think, well, it's been worth it running all these marathons. There's a plus side to it.
Yeah. Now, I saw you and your mom on the BBC documentary. That was awesome. You were brilliant. And your mom was awesome. God bless her.
Yeah, she stole the show,
too.
I think.
I know she's sleeping right now. You'll be able to share the show with her in the morning when you wake up.
Yes.
But please tell her we appreciate all that she's doing as well.
I will, yeah. I'm sorry, carry on.
No, talk about that experience. I mean, who approached you and how did they get you to do this film? Because that's a hard thing to do.
I got an email from the HDA here in England, which is the equivalent of the HDSA.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically said that the BBC were going to do a program focused on the HDA and the support they provide to families here in England. And they said that they were looking for people to interview and said that, would I be interested? So
wow.
I, of course, said yes, because I love being in front of the camera. No, not at all.
We'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
When we get our TV show going.
HDA. I'm always happy to help them. They've helped me a lot in the past, so
yeah,
I'm happy to help. And then the BBC called me up a few days later and they asked me about my story and all that nonsense. And then I told them about, you know, that my mum had been caring for my dad and all this stuff. And
yeah.
They decided that actually they'd rather prefer to interview my mum than me.
So
they were they went and talked to my mum then, and she got roped into it, and in the end we both ended up doing the interview. But I think it worked out quite well.
I do too. It's a beautiful piece, and I think it's something you'll be able to utilize for you know, bringing awareness to your project, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Anything helps.
Well, so can you give us some advice if someone out there wants to launch a project like this? What kind of advice would you give them?
Make sure you're rich. That would really help. advice. I mean, you know, I feel odd giving advice really because HDO hasn't really launched yet.
Right.
So I think the critics are still out on my own work. So I'll pass on that one. If anyone could give me advice on how to launch an organization, I'd gladly accept it right now.
Kind of have to have a team of people, right?
You definitely need a team of people who are willing and also able, which, you know, I've been very lucky when I put the idea of HDO forward last year at a Young Adults Working Group meeting. I had a lot of support from young people in that meeting, and they've continued to support me.
Wonderful.
You know, throughout this whole year, and really done more than I'd expect from them. So I can only thank them for all that they do.
They can't help it once they meet you, right?
That must be what it is, yeah.
Must be that charismatic personality of yours.
Exactly.
So how are the finances going for the launch? I mean, are you needing more money to get this thing completed, or how can we support you in that way?
Well, I'm always happy to accept cash, but...
can they go to your website?
Yeah, at the moment we're doing pretty well, and we've got to a point where, I mean, the finances are fine for launch. We'll be able to launch right now if we wanted.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, our finances are fine.
Good.
And we've done a great job raising that money over the past 9 months or so, because it's pretty much all been raised just through fundraising.
Congratulations. That's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, we've had to work hard to get to where we are at the moment. But we obviously have goals for the future, and this requires more money, of course. Everything requires more money.
We'll talk about that a little bit after the break, but how are the translations going?
The translations are going really, really well. I mean, it's vitally important that we translate our material. We're going to have a huge amount of educational content for young people, for young adults, teenagers, children, and parents as well. But obviously, not everyone speaks English, and it's important that if we are going to provide support to young people around the world, then we need to be speaking their language.
Mm-hmm.
So we have about 30 translators at the moment, and they're all volunteers who translate our content on a regular basis, and you know, most of them are actually young people. I'd say over 90% of them are young people impacted by HD around the world, and they just want to help and be involved. And you know, the translator team really impressed me quite a lot. You might see me on my Facebook status sometimes. I'll rave about the translators because they just do such fantastic work.
That's great. And are you also getting good support and encouragement from established organizations as well?
We've had a lot of, I wouldn't say support, but we've had a lot of good encouragement from other HD organizations. And we've also had great support in particular from a few HD associations around the world who have really helped us to set up our organization. And, you know, without their help and support, I would be a bit lost right now. But
yeah,
so that's really appreciated, and we're looking to make their support official in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a business plan that's circulating. That's circulating the HD associations around the world over the
mm-hmm.
next few months.
And then will you be doing speaking engagements as well?
The World Congress was perfect for that, really, because
mm-hmm.
all the HD associations attend it. Well, most of them do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the perfect platform to announce HDEO and talk to the HD associations and say, well, this is what we want to do. We want to make this content for young people. This is what we're doing. We want this content to be available through you, through your
mm-hmm.
HD association. We want it to be available to young people in your region that you support. And it was great to have those discussions, and I think we made a lot of positive progress on that front.
That's great. Okay, well, let me break in here. It's already halfway through the show. Can't
go
believe
for it.
Yeah, let me break in. We'll do some a little bit of I'm going to try to play my Gaga again.
Yeah, let's have some
see
Gaga.
If we can get that thing going.
There we go.
We'll listen to Gaga for a little bit.
There ain't a reason you and me should be alone tonight. Yeah, baby, tonight. Yeah, baby. I got a reason that you who should take me home tonight.
Well, we had to play her for a little bit there, but I do need to tell you, tell our listeners some announcements and programming for upcoming shows. Everyone listening or listening to Help the JHD, this is Melissa. I don't know why it's still playing.
Gaga, she just doesn't want to go away.
Wow, she's on it. Okay, anyway. This is Help for JHD. This is Melissa, your host. Our special guest tonight is Matt Ellison, founder of HD Yo. I was saying it wrong. Sorry, guys. Our call-in numbers are 310-982-4227 and 877-497-4103. That's the toll-free. Please, people, call in, ask questions. We are recording live, but you can listen right after the show. We have upcoming episodes, the HD View, Francis Saldana from the University of California, Irvine, and the OC chapter, HDSA chapter, will be talking about stem cells. We'll have a little panel going as well. August 24th, Help for HD with LaVon Goodman. We're going to be talking about the PLOS algorithm, PLOS current for HD treatment. October 31st, I told everybody previously that I wasn't going to do a show, but then got to thinking we need to have ghost stories, paranormal stories. We're going to have Halloween for HD. It's going to be really fun on that night. November 7th, I will be traveling no show. November 14th, we'll have another Help for JHD show. November 21, we'll have another HD View show. November 28, Help for HD with Katie Jackson. She's author of Ferris Wheel. Her husband has HD, and she has quite a story to tell. And real quick announcement, wehaveafaith.org has a new page called Help for HD. Please go there. We have support groups by state, support groups international. We have lots of information, a donation page, an HD alert page, and of course my show is there too, so please check that out. And now we're back to Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hello.
You're back.
Yeah.
Okay, so hey, Matt, how can we be notified about HDO launch?
Well, if you go onto the website, which is www.hdyo.org, you'll be able to take a look at our very pretty preview page, and you'll also be able to sign up for an email notification of when we launch. It will be January at some point, but we're just not revealing exactly when in January.
It's going to be a surprise.
It's going to be a surprise to everybody.
Okay, so Happy New Year, HDO.
Yes.
And do you plan on having any launch activities, party, media blitz, whatever, press releases, that kind of thing?
I mean, we'll get the word out there. We're already getting the word out there. We've done a few interviews recently. We're in a few magazines, HD ones.
Great.
Not the famous magazines, just the HD ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got to start somewhere.
You got to start small and then work your way up, haven't you?
Yeah. Okay,
and,
now.
We maybe have a launch party. Who knows?
Yeah, that would be fun. Wish I could go.
I'm not paying for it, though.
We need to get more funds for that.
But there you go. Let's rake up the funds for the launch party.
Yep. Okay, so what's on the burner for what's next? For HDO, I hear something about books.
Books, yes.
Books.
Everyone
children.
Likes books.
Yeah.
You know, once we've launched, there's still going to be a lot of content that we'll want to put up. We have a long list of content that we want to put up, and then we have a shorter list of content that we want to have definitely up by the time we launch. So we'll continue to bring out new content after launch. But we have a couple of projects that we're working on at the moment. And in particular, we're working on a children's book for HD. Actually, children's books for HD, I should say, because there's two
That's
of them.
Great.
Yeah, and we're working with the HDA here in England on that project, actually. And that's going really, really well. We have a journalist / children's author who's going to do those books for us.
Wow.
Yeah, and she's already done books for Parkinson's disease, which were very similar to what we want. And we were very impressed with the Parkinson's disease books.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've joined forces, and hopefully we'll have these children's books available you know, sometime next year.
Now, are they going to be? Are you going to be able to get them on the website, or will
they absolutely,
be
absolutely, yeah, absolutely,
okay,
be able to order them off the website, and hopefully we'll be able to bring them to conventions and HD events and things like that.
Haha, that's neat. Yeah.
So
you'll be able to get some book sales going. That'll be good.
Absolutely, yeah. Everyone loves a book sale.
Do you want to give some props to your committees? I know you have quite a number of people working together. Yeah.
Yes, HDO loves their committees. We have a number of them. Well, firstly, we have the board who run the show, so to speak. And the board consists of five young people who are all from families affected by HD and also have a background in youth support for HD as well. So,
oh, that's great.
I know you know BJ.
Yeah.
Yes, he's one of those five, and we also have Bryn from Canada, and we have Michelle from Australia, and we have Catherine from Scotland. And Catherine used to be a youth worker for HD families.
Oh, wow.
Which is quite fantastic to have her on the board.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have what we call our feedback committee, who are basically a bunch of very smart people from the HD community who we send all our content to.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
They basically tell us that it's all rubbish and send it back looking nice. So, they basically provide feedback on our content, and which is very, very important. Obviously, we can't just put content up for young people without having it checked thoroughly. So we have people such as Jeff Carroll and Ed Wild from HD Bows.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and we have...
I've been trying to get them on the show, by the way.
Oh, well.
Maybe you can put a word in for me.
I'll put a word in for you.
Great.
I'll give them an email.
Great.
We have some Scottish HD youth workers who are also on the committee, and they help us get our tone right, so to speak.
Oh, good.
So that, that we're really reaching out to young people and speaking to young people in their language, in a language that they can understand.
Mm-hmm.
And, we have people from HD associations on the committee, and we have genetic counselors on the committee, and the list goes on. And we recently actually got Nancy Wexler on the committee as well. She actually requested to join, which was really quite an honour.
That is
very
nice.
Interested in HDO. So, our feedback committee has a lot of very impressive people on it.
Right.
Now,
have you had any connections with Sue Wright? Because I know she's doing some really amazing things. And actually, she's working with us on our project, our film project at WeHaveAFaith.org.
Yeah.
I know she's got a lot of experience, too.
Sue has a lot of experience. She's still very, very young.
She's still what?
She's still very, very young.
Yes, she is.
No, she's been a real help to me over the past few years.
Aww.
I remember using her chat rooms when I was first in the HD community. So I always value Sue's support with anything HD related.
Very good.
She's a bit of a legend.
Yep. Let's see. So you've given props to your committee members. We appreciate all that they're doing. Let's talk about your running. So what was your last marathon that you did?
My last one was in a place called the New Forest, which is down in the south of England.
Ooh.
And it's actually where my dad grew up.
Wow.
It's a really nice part of England. There aren't many parts of England that are nice, but that's one of them.
Mm.
And that was a bit of a disaster, really.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'd just come back from Australia the day before. So I was a bit jet-lagged and tired, and it took me about almost 6 hours to finish the marathon. But
well, you know, at least you did it, right?
Yes, I did it. Yes. And
you're a warrior. They're an HD warrior. That's what I call them, HD warriors.
Yeah. It was
so
tough,
you have any more marathons planned?
Well, I have four left to do. I've completed 11 marathons, so I've got four left to do. And I'll hopefully get them all done before the new year. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll look at your Facebook page and see what you're up to.
There you go.
Yep. Have you, do you think of anything else you wanted to tell us about HDO?
I mean, if anyone wants to help with HDO, please feel free to contact me. And if you email me at matt@hdyo.org, I'll definitely get back to you, because we're always after help and support from young people, from family members, anyone who wants to help. We're happy to receive it.
Thank you so much. Well, you know what? We're getting ready to close out the live portion, so I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Matt, thank you. Incredible show. Contact me at helpforhd@yahoo.com and matt@hdyo.org. And thank you again for a wonderful show, and have a great night. That's that.
And bye-bye.
Gosh, can you believe that?
It goes so quick.
It does. I mean, 30 minutes just zooms past. But anyway, I was really happy to know that, you know, you have a wonderful video to use. Are you going to be doing any more videos?
For HDEO?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we did some filming earlier in the year where we interviewed a few young people from England.
Oh, great.
And then we just got their experiences of growing up around HD. So we're going to have those available come launch. So you'll be able to get them on HDO.org. But videos is something that I definitely want to produce quite a number of in the coming years.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, purely because they're an excellent way to reach out to people, and young
yeah.
people love videos, I think, you know. Rather than a wall of text, it's nicer to watch a video sometimes. So, yeah, we're going to be doing...
I think it's a good tool because,
yeah,
you know, you have your website, you have, and you know, you've got some radio now. Are you doing other radio shows?
We are going to do a radio show, and I must say, we didn't steal your idea. we did plan on doing a radio show before yours launched,
uh-huh.
and then yours launched, so we've been... watching yours closely.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We're not going to do one as regular as yours. We're just
mm-hmm.
we're planning on doing more like a monthly thing, which would focus on more on the needs of young people and issues
oh,
that young people deal with. So
you'll be able to put that on your website.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that would come
yeah.
through the website. Yeah.
Great.
And
well, you're welcome to use
DJ's
anything.
Going to be the DJ
from,
for that one.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh. Well, you know, you're welcome to use the Help for HD Blog Talk Radio on your website, too. And
oh, well, thank you,
free,
Melissa.
You don't have to pay for that.
No, thank you, Melissa.
Yeah.
Very kind of you.
Wanting to do that, but it's easily embedded and all that stuff. So, or you could just embed the programs that you were on. You know, it depends on what you want to do. But it's available.
Yeah. Don't care about the rest.
That's why
the ones I was on.
Well, I'm sure you don't, but other people do. But listen, Maddie, thank you so much again for, you know, spending the time with us, and we're happy that you're feeling better now and you're up to snuff.
Also am I.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners before we end the show?
No, just thanks for listening.
Okay.
Have a nice night.
Great. You too. And say thanks and hello to your mom.
I will do. When she
thanks
wakes
again,
up.
Matt. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night. Ta-ta.